finally, the last topic being the biggest, this is the announcement from OpenAI, the unveiling, I should say, from OpenAI of their latest model, O3. And it's the grand finale of the 12 days of OpenAI and a pretty significant, actually incredibly significant milestone in AI development, according to the early reports and the early benchmarks of the performance of this model. But if O3 is in fact what some people in the field are saying, AGI, the first real AGI, I think having to call it or having to deal with the fact that we skipped O2 is negligible and unimportant detail in the history of achieving artificial general intelligence. And as crazy as it is to say, this might be the model that can pass those certain evaluations and tests that are designed to determine whether AGI has been achieved. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back for a third daily digest in a row. The AI news just keeps coming, and today we may be discussing the most consequential AI news so far on this show and in the brief history of LLMs and generative AI. I know that sounds crazy, but it's not hyperbole. Just stick around for our final update of the day to hear all about it. But first up, we have another big announcement from Google, continuing to take huge swings in the AI battle. They have unveiled their new thinking model, their new reasoning model, Gemini 2.0 Flash Thinking. It's an experimental model. Right now, it can be accessed through the AI Studio, as well as some API access. And this can be thought of as very similar to O1, the reasoning model from OpenAI. And that is, it is designed to tackle complex problems and break them down into smaller, more manageable tasks to get those more accurate results. It's designed to think more reasonably. Interestingly, this model also displays its reasoning process behind the scenes as it works through the problems, and it is built off the Flash model, or the Flash version of the 2.0 model that was recently released. So its foundation is all about speed and computational efficiency. Although this does require a bit longer of reasoning time when it comes to comparison to competitors, but that's to be expected. And I think if you are a user who is seeking a more thoughtful, more reasoning capable model, that won't be an issue. If anything, it may encourage you about the quality of the results the longer it takes to think. And Google continues to keep their releases up to an extremely high bar. The model has shown very impressive performance, topping the chatbot arena charts in multiple categories like overall ranking, mathematics, difficult prompts. Although its time at the top was likely to be short-lived considering the news from OpenAI that we'll be talking about at the end of the show. I'll try not to give too much of a hint to anybody who hasn't heard the news yet today. As far as this thinking model from Google goes, though, it is the first step by Google into this reasoning territory and a reasoning model. So definitely worthy of some attention in comparison with O1 and similar competitors, especially if you are a marketer who has been testing out or tackling more complex, high-level strategy-based marketing problems. And most importantly, it's free. Google continues to beat out its competitor in the pricing battle, making this accessible and free, which is very much not the case with competitor models. Okay, and then next up, I want to talk about a new feature and a tool that I don't believe we've actually highlighted in its own solo episode on the AI Marketing Navigator. Maybe we'll have to do that in the near future here. And this is a very popular tool that's been around for a lot longer than some of the tools we've already talked about. And this is HeyGen. HeyGen is an AI video generation platform that really took the AI field by storm when it comes to avatars and generating AI avatars and doing transcribing and translation for video content. And I think we will do a deep dive episode into HeyGen maybe tomorrow or sometime next week. But they just released a new feature, a podcast feature, and it's all about combining real-time avatar technology, that's kind of the core of their platform, with AI-driven interaction and engagement functions and capabilities. And here we have another podcast generation tool. And ever since Notebook LM went viral with that use case, it's been a very popular endeavor. Being that podcasts are a very fast growing medium, you can see why so many AI tools and companies are looking to get into the seamless and effective generation of them. And I'm actually glad to see it. Being a podcast recorder, you might think it was intimidating or overwhelming to see the new competition, especially AI competition. But I think as content generation and content creation are going in general, where there will be a surplus of AI content, both good and bad AI content. The human created stuff is going to stand out even more. It's been a theme on a lot of the podcasts that I've been listening to, that writing and copywriting are going to be more important than ever, because for now, anyway, the results that you get from these LLMs and the AI is really still a function of the idea that you know what you're looking for and you know what good looks like. That's changing now on a daily basis. I'll admit, we just have a new model released almost every day that ups the game, and that's certainly the case again today. Not to hint too much at our next topic here, but we may no longer need to worry about prompting quality at all in the very near future. And in this case, the podcast feature differentiates itself in a few different ways from like a notebook LM. It's a video podcast. First of all, again, we're talking about HeyGen, a video generator, and it's in their labs section. So actually, I think I'm going to hop over into the HeyGen platform right now. I'll go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is watching along on video. You can see the HeyGen interface now. And down here in the labs section, we have this video podcast generator. And it says you can generate a two-speaker AI video podcast from a PDF or YouTube link just with a few clicks. So again, and you get more than just a podcast as output as you would from like Notebook LM. You get a bunch of different outputs based on this input. You get the visual elements like your live video presence. Your avatars are going to have all the makings of a natural behaving human being with nonverbal cues and body language and gestures. All of those going to be included. You're also going to have integration of real-time graphics, and I'm very interested to see what that looks like. And actually, we're going to crank out a video podcast based on an existing AI Marketing Navigator podcast. We'll try not to get too meta on HeyGen. We'll see what it does with a podcast video into a podcast video. But I am particularly curious to see the graphics integration and how that works, how the model comes up with what they call visual aids or demonstrations within the video podcast. It's very intriguing to me, as are the audience engagement tools that are going to come along with this. And again, this is what I think may be a differentiator for HeyGen in this new podcast generation space at this moment. They're going to allow for like real-time Q&A capabilities, which is really awesome, as well as live polling functionality, interactive quizzes, and content summaries and key point highlighting. So just super excited to test this out and see what that might look like. So we'll take a look at that when we input our YouTube link. And along with that video output and all those interactive elements, you're going to have crystal clear voice output with, again, natural language speech patterns, as well as the ability to integrate into podcast platforms and a live chat functionality as well. On-screen captions, real-time transcript generation, all of the things you would expect from HeyGen itself. And as you're creating these podcasts based off of your PDFs or your documents or your YouTube educational videos, whatever it might be, you'll be getting transcript generation as well as all of these additional features. So pretty impressive, and particularly compared to Notebook LM when it adds this video component, which is very interesting. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and input a YouTube video live for you all here, and we will let it crank out a video podcast. So let's just go ahead and do that now. Stand by, and we'll see what it looks like. Okay, so if you're watching along with me now, we have our step-by-step process. Step one is to upload a website link or a PDF to start. I have just thrown in our YouTube link, and I'll click next step. And then step two is to select the avatars and video ratio that you want to use. So we're just going to do a quick less than 3 minute podcast. Let's do a horizontal ratio. And hey, I see Santa Claus here. So let's roll with our Santa Claus theme, just like we did with the advanced voice mode. Let's have Santa Claus. And so I didn't set my avatar to technically, it's just going to go to the default, but I did set it up as Santa Claus. So now we have our HeyGen podcast based on the episode we did a couple days ago on the 1-800-CHAT-GPT phone call feature from OpenAI. And actually what I think I'll do is I'll go ahead and finish up the rest of our discussion about the announcement from OpenAI. And then at the end of the episode, stick around and check out the video podcast with Santa Claus and our other co-host here, all about 1-800-CHAT-GPT. Okay, so well, that's exporting and getting ready. Finally, the last topic being the biggest, this is the announcement from OpenAI, the unveiling, I should say, from OpenAI of their latest model, O3. And it's the grand finale of the 12 days of OpenAI and a pretty significant, actually incredibly significant milestone in AI development, according to the early reports and the early benchmarks of the performance of this model in early testing. Check out the links in the show notes for the Twitter thread showing the benchmark scores of O3. Again, it's super impressive. We have enhanced reasoning capabilities, O3 is designed to provide much more thoughtful responses to user inquiries and prompts and also allow for more time to think and process complex problems. So we're just seeing an increased focusing on this reasoning and time being given to the model to perform it. And the model is also incorporating something called a private chain of thought mechanism, which enables it to basically fact check itself, which results in improved reliability and is particularly effective in fields like physics and mathematics, which again can be seen and reflected in the impressive scores in those fields on these benchmark tests. Moving on to some more features and improvements of this model, users can now fine-tune the model's performance by actually adjusting the reasoning time, which potentially could lead to better results depending on what you're trying to prompt or solve with the model. If you are like me, you're probably wondering how you can get your hands on this model, if at all. Well, right now there is only very limited access. It's not widely available. There is some very early safety testing that's been going on and some evaluation of the model based on previous releases. We can probably assume or guess that there's going to be staggered availability. It's going to be made available to different user groups in different stages at different times, similar to how O1 was rolled out. I personally am just hoping that there is some access to O3 at the plus level, but if I had to guess, I'd say it was most likely going to be a pro tier feature or even a higher price, currently non-existent tier, maybe that $2,000 per month tier that was rumored at one point. But another big question that popped up with the announcement about O3 is why O3? Why not O2? We skipped O2, and that might drive some people crazy. But apparently that decision was made for a very distinct and important reason, being trademark concerns. It was a legal issue, and the company wanted to avoid potential trademark conflicts. Apparently, there is a big telecommunication service provider in the UK called O2. And I think that's probably a good move considering all the legal battles that OpenAI is likely to face in the future and is already facing right now. There may be some marketers or particular people who are particular, who will always be driven crazy by the fact that we never got an O2. O2 got skipped and we just went right on to O3. But if O3 is in fact what some people in the field are saying, AGI, the first real AGI, I think having to call it or having to deal with the fact that we skipped O2 is negligible and unimportant detail in the history of achieving artificial general intelligence. And as crazy as it is to say, this might be the model that can pass those certain evaluations and tests that are designed to determine whether AGI has been achieved. And it comes at a time when the competition in the AI field has never been more fierce, never been more intense. We just talked about Google's reasoning model earlier in this episode, and now OpenAI has capped off their 12 days event with their latest and greatest potentially AGI achieving model. There are even rumors of another project on the horizon called Orion, not to be confused with the Orion AR glasses from Meta, but this Orion project is rumored to be working towards merging all the capabilities of these different OpenAI models under one umbrella, likely in an effort to make the tool more versatile and more efficient for multiple different use cases. Now, this O3 model that could potentially be AGI naturally brings up a huge litany of questions and safety concerns and precautions that need to be adhered to. Sam Altman himself has emphasized the need for federal testing and a rigorous testing framework before widely releasing new reasoning models, which O3 certainly qualifies as, especially if it is in the next frontier of AI, potentially AGI. I, for one, am very curious about what the coming months will bring regarding O3, its availability, and its true capabilities. Crazy to think that in the next few months, we will continue to be watching history unfold daily. Okay, that does it for today's episode. Make sure to stick around and check out our video podcast from Hey Gen. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.